What's going on, everybody, and welcome to Ask a CISP. So this is a Thursday episode for The Other Side of the Firewalls, where we talk about the latest and greatest of cybersecurity news, as well as we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers those people of color have made to the other side of the proverbial firewall. Speaking of which, so I have Chelsea Pierre. So Chelsea Pierre is actually one of the very first interviews I ever had on Ask a CISP. So it's great to be talking to you nearly the same time zone. And yeah, a lot has changed in both of our lives. So I want to definitely talk about, do a quick recap of your background, your experience for those who are new to the show. And then we'll go into both of your companies, because you are now a serial entrepreneur. So congratulations to you. And then talk about your upcoming initiatives, the class that's coming up, as well as everything else. So we're going to definitely catch up. So with that being said, give me a brief history of your background, and then your experience within it.
Yeah, no problem. Briefly, hello, Chelsea Pierre, prior Air Force. Did system admin when I was in. When I got out, I decided to do contracting. And so from system admin to networking to cybersecurity, so I did that for a while. And so I became part of a couple of nonprofits, Black in Technology specific nonprofits. And so as I was members of those certain nonprofits, I decided to open my own. And so I created Blurs Lean Technology based on minorities' needs. I created that. As soon as I created that, I spoke at a couple of conferences, women conferences, women in tech conferences, Black in tech conferences, multiple conferences as far as technology and just trying to uplift us as a community. And so from there, more ideas was created, and we shipped on to today. So that is the quickest and the sweetest that I can say.
That's perfect. So you tell me that you're definitely a professional in this arena. So public speaker, like you, I think when we first spoke, you were either just coming out of a engagement, or you're going to an engagement for public speaking. So we talked about that. And then fledgling podcast, where I do a little bit of advertising, like, hey, you should go see Chelsea. I had like three people listening. But since then, like you have, like your brand has grown exponentially. You have a ton of followers. I see that you're still speaking, and then you have this upcoming class. So let's kind of go in order. So I want to talk about Blurs Lean Technology and what you're currently doing in that initiative, and anything that you have upcoming or that I'm just not aware of, because it's been about a year since we spoke.
Yes. So Blurs Lean Technology, that came about because I wanted to create a hub, right, where somebody would become a member. It's paid, it's prescription based monthly, but it offered free labs, training, certifications, book, resume editing, IT career consultants, business consultants, and venture capitalist seed. So it was a hub. What I did not realize was how popular it was going to grow. So when you create a business, you kind of do a growth forecast. And so me looking at statistics, Black statistics, women in business statistics, you know, all of that good stuff, just doing my research, and say, well, you know what? I didn't expect to see any growth to maybe 3 to 4 years. Well, within a couple of months, it grew. So it grew faster than my knowledge. I was very novice to business. So I had to put a pause. I had to put a pause, and I went back to school. So I went to Auburn University to receive my double master's, one in executive MBA, which taught me a lot. Awesome. Incredible program. And the second one was a master's in information systems management. And so the only reason why I did the information systems management is for additional 5 credits, they will, you know, get that second degree.
So okay. That's plus you had all the experience. Yeah.
Right. So I'm not going to lose more money doing 2 more semesters. So, so I was doing that. I was actually paying out of pocket with that because I didn't have any student debt from me being in the military, and I was fortunate enough to pay out of pocket. Well, I was one semester away from graduating because I had to relocate to where I am now in Nebraska. And so I'll finish that. I'll actually finish that at some point when I when I have time. But it taught me a
Right.
lot. So with that, it is still, it has been on pause for a year, but it's going to come back very soon. And I say in the next year and a half. Because with
Because
that being
with that,
said, speaking of conferences, spoke at a
conferences,
conference,
spoken
there was a woman that asked me, I was a panelist, forgot what conference it was. She asked me, she said, "Hey, I love what you're doing for Blurred." She said, "I love what you are doing for Blurred. You are providing all of the essentials to be successful in IT, all of the training you need, all of the stuff that's hard for certain communities to have." Well, then she said, "But the problem still lies that doors and companies and jobs are not hiring women or hiring minorities
Right.
in tech. So what are you going to do about that?" So, and that was a fair question. It was a fair
Right.
question because a lot of people, a lot of organizations, a lot of nonprofits, great nonprofits, they are training girls, women, ladies, boys, minorities, the underrepresented. They are training so many people to excel in IT, but do you have a pathway to for them to get hired?
Right.
Are you
How do you line up
partnering?
after
Yeah.
getting?
Right. So you can have all of these training credentials, but can you get a job? So I told the woman, I said, "Give me a year, I will figure it out."
Okay.
And so within that year, that's when I created Pierre Tickets. And that came about because when I was still in college for my undergrad, I worked at Geek Squad. Did not know what I wanted to do in tech. Military threw me in system admin because I test,
Right.
that's what I scored on my ASVAB. And but with me being in Geek Squad, there was many computers that came in doing different things. This was around 2012, 2013, when ransomware was big. So you iPhones was changing how it was created, the materials that was used. So you had, hey, hardware repair, software repair, virus removal repair, ransom recovery. You touch a lot of stuff on top of customer service. So I had a fascination in cyber, like, how are these people attacking, other people, computers when they're not in the same household? And I had a passion for robotics because I always thought robotics was cool. But I wanted to give that same opportunity to other people.
That's
And so
awesome.
that's
I was gonna say it feels like it's only been a year, but it feels like this initiative has grown so much so quickly. So I'm trying to think, like, because my business acumen is almost non-existent. Right? Like, I'm trying to follow you and Jeff and so many other people in your footsteps, because you guys are able to basically take the ball and run. So you I've already started a successful business. You're on your way, you're doing your thing. You decided to codify that with the double masters. Excellent. I keep saying go back and get my business, like get my MBA. I'm not going back in time, so that's not gonna happen. Like, once you're out of school, you're like, nah, I'm not going back. Write a paper? But no, so like that is amazing. But in the midst of all that, you're like, I have a brand idea. I've been charged with an initiative, and I'm going to go ahead and do that as well. Where does that courage come from? Because that's terrifying. I'm not going front. For someone who is not already in the process of shaping their own business, their own brand, right? Like, to think of, like, okay, in the midst of having one business that's doing very successful, I'm going to start another successful business. It's like kudos to you, but how do you do that?
So it's all about risk tolerance at the end of the
Got
day. Same thing
it. Okay.
with the stock markets. There's a lot of people that want to get into the stock market, but before you hop into it, you have to analyze your risk tolerance. I just self-analyze it. I have a very high risk tolerance. But
Gotcha.
along with that, you're going to lose something. What are you willing to lose for the present in order to gain five times more of what you want in the future?
Gotcha.
So once you analyze that, then all of the butterflies, all of the nervousness, it's gone because you are already walking in the expectation of, hey, I accepted this amount of loss. I accepted this amount of risk. And that is fine. And that is the amount of risk that I am going to, this is the loss that I choose to lose. I choose to lose this amount. I choose to lose sleep. I choose to lose not as much time with my family. I choose to lose, going to the bar and hanging out with friends every Saturday. I choose to lose, my real personality because I have to be, this business figure at this, I choose to lose this aspect of who I am. And I accepted that because where I'm going to be, I already know what I am trying to gain. But if I would tell him, if someone is not afraid to lose or do not know what they want to lose or uncertain of what could be lost, then it would be hard to understand what's at stake to gain. So those are the hard questions and that you have to ask. It's like saying, hey, I receive a check. I get 800 every 2 weeks working from XYZ. I really want to have a business. Okay. How much of my check am I willing to lose to put towards this business and for how long? So can I live off of $200, $50 for a month of groceries, six packs of noodles, stuff, just little stuff like that. But how much of your check are you really willing to lose to gain double that in the next 6 months? And that's what you have to look at. And that's what I look at before I begin anything. Okay, like what I have. What am I able? What am I willing to lose?
Now you're preaching now. So with that sacrifice, right? So it sounds like that's what it is. Like you're sacrificing your sleep, you're sacrificing time with loved ones, like you said, time with friends, and basically some of your freedoms, so to speak. So it sounds a lot like the military. So in that regard, do you think that you have that tolerance for sacrifice, and that's what led you to the military, or did you build that when you were in the military? Like chicken and egg, which one came?
So the military did not make it any better. Well, it's just so the military gave me perseverance. So I will say that. But how can I say this?
No, take that.
When you wake up, and this is for anybody, everyone of any race, of any gender, of any lifestyle carries a stereotype with them. And people around them already have a preconceived bias against them. So walking in a world, a city, a location, a job, a company, corporate America, wherever the case, you have to understand, you don't have to accept it. It's two different things. You have to understand people biases against you and figure out how to maneuver around that to still be successful. Follow me now. So with that, just every day, just being an everyday average person, like you could be a woman in tech, some are taken seriously still today, some are not, women still have to deal with, well, do I have to wear can I go to work wearing a dress and still be respected? Do I have to wear a pantsuit? Different stuff like that. My hair texture, my color of my hair, if I'm this, if I'm that, if I'm naturally introvert, like how, you have to figure out how to be yourself and maneuver around a world that's full of biases in order to succeed. And if you are able to do that, you have to accept it. But if you are able to, I know this exists, so I know how, what I need to do to overcome that. Then once you actually get into the business world, once you actually get into these circles, once you get into meeting certain type of people, you are unbothered by what a person will feel about you. And it's straight to the point, straight business. This is why I'm here. And I don't care how you feel, because all of my life I had to not care how somebody felt about me in order to get hired, in order to get promoted, in order to, you know, win an interview or, you know, stuff like that. So you take what you have learned from youth, you know, middle school stuff, tough for people, high school, tough for people, all of that, going into the military where they have all of these rules. A lot of rules has changed, some for the better, some, you know, I have my opinions, but, you know, a lot of the rules have changed, but, you know, you have to be able to maneuver and play the game. I never enjoyed the term playing the game, but you have to be able to maneuver in order to be successful. So if you can do that every day naturally, then you could do it in business and you could do it to your own advantage. So to your question, who helped? America helped. the military just taught me how, despite of everything, we still need you to promote. So what are you going to do to be accountable? What are you going to do to accept responsibility? And what are you going to do to make your next rank despite of all of the adversity that you're going to go through? Because it exists, but we don't. Back then, the military has changed, but back then when I was in, they did not care. Get the mission, get it done, promote. We do not care.
Got you. No, that makes a lot of sense. And I like how you made it practical. Right? That makes sense. Like growing up, your experiences, like you said, just culture in general, like just how America is. And we're a little bit, I'm not going to say I'm a little bit older. Right? You're a little bit wiser. So we've experienced some things that have definitely changed over time and what have you. But yeah, adapt, overcome, and succeed. And that's what you've been doing. So no, that's great. And I think that's definitely something for the audience to take with them as well. Like I said, you're preaching. Like you're passing off some really good knowledge. And I didn't put it up front, but for anybody who's watching the video, so when Chelsea says sacrifice time and things of that nature, as you can see, we're broadcasting from her commute, right? She had to go do some business and she came back, but she made time to be on the show regardless. I greatly appreciate that. So I know somebody's gonna put in the comments like, why is she in her car? Because she's busy. That's why she's in her car. Well, no, it sounds great. So people who are audio, they would never even know anyway. But no, right. So that's really good to know. So I want to go into more into Pierre's Tech Hits, but I wanted to ask first, like, so what brought you specifically to Nebraska of all places, right? Like, were you ever stationed there, or like, did the opportunity just arise?
So I don't know if that was the case the last time we spoke. Maybe so.
You were when I'm a military spouse. Down south somewhere.
Yes, now I'm a military spouse.
Gotcha.
And so where she moves, I move.
Okay. So
which.
I was gonna say that gives it even more of a different frame of reference, right? So woman, minority, military right. spouse, like there's a lot of challenges that come with that. And like you're over here building double businesses.
Right. So you have to one, understand that everybody is not fortunate. I was in NAS Pensacola, I was one of the key spouses. My wife kind of pushed me and said, hey, this would be better for me if my wife is key spouse. So I became a key spouse. But to speak to the other wives, young wives with young babies, just following their husbands, that are still trying to figure out what they want to do. You have to understand that one, everybody's not as fortunate, and two, if you see an issue, what are you going to do about it? All of the ladies, the wives that want to come, let's walk dogs and do this and do that. And, you know, they're talking about their hardships. You know, nobody truly wants to compare and contrast hardships. I know I don't. And nobody really wants to compare and contrast, you know, wealth and success. You know, some people do, but not everybody does. So you hear these things and you should want to motivate them. Like, well, hey, I get it. Well, have you tried this and have you tried that? So at times I feel charged to, what did you think about this? And did you think about that? Or here is some ways to do things. I even wanted to, we didn't have time because we was only there for a year, but I wanted to create like a cyber program just for the spouses to teach them different coding and how to hack and stuff like that so that they can start. They choose want to get into a tech career so they can have some type of, skill if they choose to. But it is different, and it's another mask. So now it's another mask that I have to put on. When I have to go to all of these balls, because she, I was enlisted. I married somebody that's commissioned, so that's a whole different world that we just would never understand each other in the military. When it comes to the military, her stress, I don't think it's stress. My stress, I said she don't think it's stress. So, well, there we go. But it's another mask we have to put on. But at the same time, it's another networking opportunity as well. So it's all about how you see stuff. But if you walk. If you have your risk analysis mindset right, then you can walk in a place and say, okay, I don't mind speaking to this person who is on charge of this, and I don't mind risking being embarrassed. Like, well, who are you for the opportunity to gain a networking possibility or the opportunity to gain some type of wisdom? So what are you? As always, what are you willing to risk to get to what you need? So I know
No,
people, I
that
will
makes
walk,
sense.
yeah, I will walk up to somebody and they will see the piercings on my face, and I'm willing to risk the fact that they're not going to take me seriously based off of appearance, but I accept it for that 2% chance to gain something from their background or their
Their background.
knowledge. And so if
And
you
so,
approach that, then
approach
what do you
that.
have to fear? If you already accept it, fear.
No, that makes
Fear of
sense.
rejection.
I think a lot of people have issues with not just in general, like anxiety is a thing. Outside of that, just in adapting, not necessarily because it's a bad thing or what have you, but what I've noticed with people who I have on the show who are entrepreneurs, right? It's in their DNA to seek opportunity. Like, so there's a lot of people who are fearful of opportunity. Like, they see it and they're just like, I don't know. And by the time you jump, it's too late. The thing is gone. But then you have other people who are more of, like you said, the risk taker. So I like how you frame it under risk. How much risk can you accept? How much risk can you take? And based upon your, again, your the way you grew up and the people you're around, you're able to overcome that. So why not in business as well?
Statistically, as I do research,
Statistically,
statistically, it shows that if you go to a venture capitalist, only 2% of African American women receive funding from venture capital. Okay, well, hands I might not get. We still dealing with this from loans from big banks. That's fair. We're still dealing with all of these racial inequalities. Not saying, I'm not trying to do a woe with me, but I'm just going off of what statistics has shown. So I decide
I
that I
decide
am going to open a business. Okay, what can I
what
do
can I
if I
do if
cannot
I
get
cannot get
any funding from anybody else? Because that's what
Because that's
statistics
what
show.
statistics show.
Some get it,
Some get it.
majority don't.
Majority don't.
That's the risk
That's the
that I
risk
have to
that have to
accept.
ease.
So how will
So
I
how
move
will
around
I?
that? Or if I do
If I
accept
do
it,
accept
what do I
it,
need to do personally, financially,
fine.
within
In
myself
my tell,
to make sure I
make
can
sure
achieve
I
what I'm
can.
trying to achieve? So it does take research, and
Research
I
and
believe
I
I said
believe
it
I said it
when we first
first
did the first podcast.
first
Do
podcast.
all the free stuff. Research is free. Do
Right.
everything free. If you could do the free one, if you could do all of the free stuff, it helps you understand how much time you have. It's free. And it truly opens your eyes. Because a lot of the things that are free are very time consuming. And at that point, that will let you know, do you really have time to run a business? If you do not have time to do the stuff that is free, how can you, where are you going to find the time to do the things that will cost money?
No, that makes sense. That is a that's a topic that rarely comes up. Actually, when I do talk to people about how they got started, I never really ask about that portion of it, right? Doing your business research and what have you. With your current initiative, right? With Pierre's Tech Head, so you have the location in Nebraska, and I saw a I want to say it was a LinkedIn post of
Yeah,
a new
no,
location
it's
that's about to
exciting.
open up. So
So
I want to talk to you
we
about that because
opened
I got to be there at the grand opening.
at Nebraska at the AT's Mall. And so it was doing well. And so I decided, well, if I could get a contract in one AT's,
It's
I could
time.
get a contract at another. What's the difference, right? Outside of prices and fees? So the goal
Dive
was,
in.
I have the
Right.
one on Offutt Air Force Base
Start
running.
typing.
I was able to learn how long it takes to get approved and everything running. So while I have the one on Offutt Air Force Base already operational,
Right.
I am going to work towards opening the one on MacDill Air Force Base. And if it takes the same amount of time, which is still this approval process, then by the time the one on MacDill Air Force Base
Not at all,
opens,
just either.
Offutt Air Force Base will be
The
running
thoughts
itself.
of
And I could just go and focus on MacDill Air Force Base. And so run
all.
those two simultaneously. And then as those two are running, then next year, open another at a different location. And so with that, it becomes proof of concept that I could run multiple AFEs. So if I decide to go to larger bases, it's like, hey, I could deal with your crowd. I could do this. I have the funding. I have this. Let me open it here. But the goal is when one is running without, when one is self-running, have another one self-running. Now you have two self-running. Do the third one. And so it's a game of tests, but yeah, it's why not?
That's awesome. Like, so I can't wait. And I think I just stumbled on it. I saw you talk about it and I saw a picture. And I don't go down to MacDill because I live so far
True.
away, right? Like, no one knows how everything in Florida is 30 minutes away, at least. So if you're not stationary, you no longer, traverse it too much. I saw the picture and I was like, that looks so familiar. And I looked a little bit harder and I was like, that's MacDill. I gotta reach out to Chelsea because I gotta be there when you open it up. So yeah, just let me know. And I think I put it in there in the post. I'll be there with bells on. I think that's what the kids say. Something like that. So I'm super excited for you. And that's awesome. And then it just goes to show again your business acumen and mindset. Because I'll be babying the first one. I can never get the second one out. You're already like, okay, I get the process down. Like, so I'm gonna start this one. It's self-sustained. I'm gonna move on to the next one, and then I already have the blueprint to move on, and just continue to conquer. So now that's awesome. What made you decide to go the atheist route,
So,
like to be
good
within
question.
that system?
Outside of risk analysis, you have to accept what you do know. The original goal was to do a government contract. So I did created a SAMS account and have a UIE and all of this good stuff and trying to apply for, it's all the certificates, all women, minority, all of this stuff. So I have all of that on SAMS and another platform. It starts with a U. I forgot which one. Nonetheless, so I'm applying and I realize it was hard. I need some help. It's very political. How does
Oh,
I'm trying to
yeah.
reach people, trying to figure it out. But I had to ask myself, how long, as long
As
as it's
long
going to
as,
take me
right.
to figure this out, what can I do in the meanwhile?
How?
So it's going to take me a while to figure this out and figure out what everything that I need to be a
How?
subcontractor and all of this. And
So
so
how
while
did
I'm
you
doing that,
know?
what can I
Yeah.
do in the meanwhile? Well, let me try to get on the
Right.
base.
So
Let's
what?
start there. So, walking in APs, and if you walk in APs, there's always that one or two empty stores that say, hey, put a business
So,
here. So I just checked and walked in APs. I saw that, reached out to the
right.
manager, said, hey, I want to do this. She
You
asked,
got
a lot of
this.
questions, had to fill out the paperwork. We had to negotiate price. And, that process takes a while. And so next thing I know, it's open. I cut the ribbon,
You're there.
the ribbon, and here you go. But it was a miracle in disguise. I say that because I am learning so much with this small business, and it's this handful of technicians. And I imagine me having a large subcontract trying to figure out what I'm trying to figure out now, or needed to figure out now. So I was trying to figure out payroll and onboarding and all of this stuff that you don't think about. If I would have found the right process to become a sub, they probably would have booted me off the contract. Like, hey, you really don't. We need somebody to come and run. So it's pivot. It's the idea of being able to pivot. Pivoting does not mean you gave up on your original dream. Pivoting means, you know what? How many times am I going to hit a wall before I say, well, let me leave. At least I know it's a door. So that's a way to get through this door. But until I figure out how to get through this door, let me go a different direction and get the tools that I need. And when I do get through the door, I know what I'm doing. And so that's when I decided we're gonna do ACEs. And I have learned a lot. And then it clicked and said, I could make this the contract of how I want it, the same way I want to do subs on multiple bases. Maybe I should do it for AFEs on multiple bases. And I'm in my own area, don't have to worry about competition like that. It's not as political. You can get political, but it's not as, you know, you're not dealing with Booz Allen, right. You're not dealing with Raytheon, you're not dealing with these big wig, big bank backed up corporations. You're just dealing with AFEs.
Right.
You know, so if I could learn how to do this and have it run as a large corporation, then I could come back to Periton or any of these large corporations and say, hey, here's proof of concept. Let me be a sub. I'm already on base. So.
Right. No, that makes complete sense. Like you said, it is a blessing in disguise, because you're getting the blueprint down. You're getting again all the experience, and yeah, when it comes to all the administration stuff, I'm like, you know, if I could just get somebody else to do that off the
bat, right?
But that's not, you have to experience it. Like, you have to know how all these processes right. work, because you are the face of the business, right? So it's not a matter of taking the easy route, like you said. You already know where you want to land. You already know the destination endpoint. Now it's just a matter of figuring out like what tools they need to gather along the way to make it happen. So we could talk a year from now. Hopefully we talk sooner than a year from now, but we could talk a year from now, and you it could be like you and you're paired up with like a Jacobs, a GDIT, a Periton or what have you. So it's good to know people in high places. That's all I'm saying. Like, I'm setting myself up right here. Like, remember the podcast we had? I need a job. So no, that's awesome. So I want to go into your class next before we go to the everything else. So again, like, we were talking about setting up the show, what have you, and then you brought it to my attention that you teamed up with a computer coach for the Technical Edge. Mm-hmm. Essential Skills for Cybersecurity Beginners. And that'll be on Friday, May 17th, day before my birthday, at 10 a.m. Eastern. So
yes.
What led you to teaching the class? And what do you hope people gain from it?
Yeah, so it's been a while since I caught that. But I found that, and I saw the opportunity. So from having multiple cybersecurity positions, from the technical side to the IA side with controls, the risk analysis side, all of that. And now, what really led me to was my intern, because all of my technicians are interns from University of Nebraska, Metro College, like all of the surrounding colleges. And what I realized, a lot of them are getting cybersecurity degrees to cyber, still the buzzword, but they still do not know what cybersecurity is. I asked them, I hired them, I asked them, I said, hey, what do you want to do with cyber? And I had one girl, she said, I didn't know there were different things to do with cyber. What do you mean, Miss Bear? I said, well, you get a cyber degree, what do you, when you graduate from college and you apply, and you go to Indeed, what are you typing in? What are you going to apply for? And it's like deer's looking at headlights. So I wanted to take the opportunity to take this opportunity of, now that you're in cyber, so now that you are in cyber, here are some tools that would be useful for you, or
right.
as you are applying for a job, here is the main tools that they are going to be looking for. And so I'm going to show, you know, not to spoil it all, but I'm going to have some labs to show certain tools, so some of the major tools that are being used. So when you do apply, you know, for a job, like, well, what is, you know, what is, what is a blue coat, or what is, you know, what is, you know, a Splunk, or what, you know, what is Kibana? Like, what is, like, what is, so you see these four words, like, what is this? You can know. Like, oh, okay, well, I saw this at this conference, and before I play out and say, all right, yeah, this is what I want to do. I don't, it didn't look fun. You know, so that is that sweet spot is what I want to get, and what I want to reach. So that, as well as, well, what interview questions are they going to ask? Because you're getting at the entry cyber, so they know that you don't have cyber experience. So do you think that all of them are going to ask you cyber questions? At the bare minimum, you're going to get mostly networking questions. And so, but they don't, you know, all of this, a lot of people or going to be graduates or early graduates, they don't know that. So that I'm trying to meet them right there in that sweet spot. And that's what I'm going to teach.
No, that's good. Yeah. I also run into that from time to time as well. Because you're like, oh, you know, I do GRC stuff. And I'm like, well, what's a GRC? And like, oh, okay. And I start breaking it down. So they're like, I never heard that before. I thought everybody was a pen tester or what have you. And I'm like, no, there's lots of different lanes. Sure. You got to kind of figure out what you want to do. So that's great. That's great that you care, you know, that people are not going to be stuck there, with, like you said, like a deer in the headlights. Because you do see it a lot. And it kind of burns people out, and it kind of causes them to kind of run away. And we experienced that when we were in more technical fields. Like, IT people could be real jerks.
They can.
Let's go put it out there. You're just like, why are you like this?
That is another thing. If my interns will not learn nothing, they will learn best practice. Now, beat it in their head. Because if I don't teach you at doing your internship, then in the next, your main job may not, they will expect you to know it and not teach you, or may not care.
Right. Or they'll be put under somebody who does not care, which is always the worst. Right. Oh, did you Google it? Like, no, I didn't, or I did, but I'm like a human being to, to, you know, mentor me. So no, it's good that you have that. There it is. Mentorship. I don't know why I struggle so hard on that one. So it's good to see that you're such a great mentor to the community. Just because there are a lot out there, but it's hard to find one that's caring, compassionate, and can make the time for you. Because some people are busy, they don't have the time for it, or other people just don't care, right? They're gatekeepers. They're just like, I want to continue this, and I don't. Either you're going to make it or you're not. Like, go to any Reddit forum, and you will see. If you ask a question on a forum, people will attack you. Like, what's the purpose of the forum? It's to ask questions.
Right.
So it's always difficult to see that those interactions. So that's awesome. So you got the class coming up. I definitely want people to make sure they tune in, and I'm going to put a newsletter as well. So it's the Technical Edge Essential Skills for Cybersecurity Beginners, and this will be on May 17th, 2024 at 10 a.m. Eastern. So definitely make sure you hit the link. It'll be in the description as well. Like I said, I'll definitely get it into the newsletter because it's just really good to see the evolution. So you have your initial company, and we've talked about that in the past as well, also on this show. But that gives people the building blocks. This is how you can access the information. Here are some classes and things of that nature, and then this is how you get the venture capital thing. Is also still mind blowing to me, because a lot of courses don't teach that, like how to find the money, because ultimately that's what you need to do if you do want to go into small business. But now you have the extension, right? Now you're doing the mentorship, the proper components to fill that vacuum that we have in cybersecurity. The 700,000 jobs they claim is out that are vacant, but they won't hire for it because they're like, oh, you don't have a CISP, an entry level job. You're like, no, it's ridiculous. So you have the foundation. Now you have the pipeline. And you have the course that you're teaching to help educate people on this is what cybersecurity really is. Here are the tools of the trade and things of that nature. So what's next? Because I know there's a next.
There is.
See?
We are planning, well, I am planning. I've partnered with one awesome nonprofit. She helps girls. Is she's funny. It makes up about the name of it. But Something
That's okay.
Ladies
I'll put it in the
Academy.
description.
But and I was gonna see you. But I mean, she helps people in her organization helps people in the state and overseas in Africa. Like she's doing
Okay.
awesome stuff. But nonetheless, so I decided I kind of worked with her. I said, let's go to a conference. I said, we are in Nebraska, and because I'm used to Tampa, where there's a tech conference every time you blink. I said,
Yeah, you can throw a rock at a tech conference.
right. And I have been in Omaha about a year and 2 months or 3 months, and I have not seen a tech conference at all. I finally heard that there was one tech conference, but one? So I said, let's do an all women in tech and aviation conference. And
Okay.
so she had the same look you suggested at
Yeah,
me.
I
Oh,
was like, okay, yeah, I
okay.
like that. Yeah.
So it started off, let's do our all women in tech conference. But other than we planning it right now, I'm telling her how one is, the whole nine yards. And from her being here, she knows people in capital and stuff like that and different
Right.
chamber conference and all of this. And so it's just 2 days ago, that's why I'm glad we have this meeting now. 2 days ago, I met with her. I said, hey, I have this idea. And she said, what, Chelsea? I said, let's do all women in technology and aviation's conference. And so she looked at me and she said, okay. I said, I think
Yeah.
that will be awesome. I said, we are almost over the hurdle of women in tech. Our next hurdle is women in cannabis, but that'll be a fight for my wife. But women in aviation, like a lot of women are trying to be pilots, and let's see if we can find women that are pilots, and let's incorporate that and let's move towards that. And so she said, looked at me like, I will follow your lead. I will tell me what you
No,
need.
that makes sense,
And
especially
so,
for the area that you're in. Yeah.
right.
That's awesome.
So
Okay.
that is what the next doing annual conference myself.
Got you. Okay, no, that so yeah, I knew there had to be a next,
Yep.
right? So we have where so with the meme, like how it started, how it's going, like it just continues to just
Right.
like who was like next year's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be was it G7s, G9s, private jet,
Yes.
the things that need. No, like you're doing amazing things in the space, and it's always cool to catch up. But what I like to always settle on is kind of like what are you doing outside of all these crazinesses? Like, because it doesn't sound like you have time for much
Right.
else, right? But before we get there, I'd be remiss. So Jeffrey Lodick, I put out questions. I said, hey, does anybody have a question for Chelsea? Jeffrey Lodick, a friend of both of ours, mentor and friend of the podcast. So he says, real question, in a world full of people who have amazing ideas, what and where does she get the confidence to execute hers? One of the most head down grinders I know. So you put a compliment at the end of it as well. So, like, you do have a lot of amazing ideas. We kind of talked a little bit about how, one bubbles into another one. But what is your, I guess, your methodology? Like, some people do the thing where they make the charts and the bubbles, and they kind of figure out where they want to go. Like, how is it a brainstorming session, or do you just wake up and you're just like, I have an epiphany?
Epiphanies. I do have epiphanies, but there are 50 states, and that comes from being in the military. That is an advantage if you go back to the military. The military tells me how
Okay.
large the world is, how many states just the U.S. has, and not everybody is able to do this. But from being in the military and doing contracting and constantly moving, I made up my mind, speaking of gatekeeping, if it's not even a people or organization, if a city does not want me, right, then I would try my luck in another city. And there are too many cities in too many states, in all of these states in the U.S., to the point of, or is America going to tell me they don't want me? Like, America will have to. Because at the end of the day, statistically, statistics shows nobody's going to quickly give me funding. Grant take a while before it's approved. Basic capitalists, you know, statistically do not give black entrepreneurs. But like, if I cannot get the funding and if I cannot get the support, or what statistics say, it's not me, but for what statistics say, if I'm doing it myself, then I don't have the answer to no one. So that means I'm not borrowing anybody money. Life at this conference will go. If we're not borrowing, like, who is going to stop? It's this whole, I always say that you have two different types of billionaires. You have Warren Buffett, you have Tyler Perry. And so both of my watch, both of their multiple videos and both. But you have one billionaire that says, never use your own money. It's not wise to use your own money. Always get external money. But then you have another billionaire that says, I don't have to owe anybody nothing. Two billionaires.
Right.
Two highly successful billionaires. Which one will you be? And with that is how you decide to move and where you get your courage. So if you want, you know what? I think it's wise not to, you know, spend my own money. You would get the courage to be able to ask for money. You would get the courage to be able to go to these banks and find all these grants. We need solutions, but all of this stuff. You'll find the courage and the bravery to, I don't care how you tell me no, I just know I'm not going to use my own money and I am going to move forward. Or you're going to be the other billionaire. You know what? I have the courage to say, I don't need your money. I have the courage to say, you know what? Your grant takes 2 years to process. I don't have time. I have the courage to say, I just say, I'll find another job. I will cut it myself. Like, courage is there. It's just where you put it at and how you use it.
Right.
So, and no, that's how you can continue to push forward. Both are successful. Both are billionaires. Both been billionaires. So not one is... Neither one has a failed plan. It's just, which one are you?
Okay. No, that's good. And I do like the analogy. Yeah. Like, if someone shuts the door over here, then I'll go over here. I'll open up this door. Or, not being beholden to somebody as well gives you a lot of strength in that, right? You don't have to not to say it's not okay to, not to bash people who are, you know, using grants and other people's money and things of that nature to, start a business. But it is a different animal altogether when it's like, no, this is all self-funded. This is me. So I'm going to do it my way, how I want to do it. So, no, I do like those two different pathways. So I'd be remiss if we didn't get to the everything else part of the show. So you have all these initiatives, right? So you have your company. You have your new baby. So you have another store opening up. You have a conference. You're teaching a class. What are you doing when you have that 5 minutes of free time?
That's a lot. I go back my first love. Just
five
give
minutes?
Me my just give me my 15 minutes of an anime show and just let me drown.
Okay.
Give me my 15 minutes of just sitting at a bar where nobody knows me, and we watch a sport, and I'm as cloudy as the next person. So just those two have not went away.
Either. Okay.
Turn right. on. So,
I was gonna say. So what anime is currently on deck? Like, what have you been watching?
You know, believe it or not. So I'm a big anime head, don't get me wrong, but I never had an interest of watching One Piece.
Right.
I never did at all, but somebody I saw it online and said, oh, yeah, season 22 or season 24, whatever.
It's like 1,000 episodes.
Right. I have watched the Crunchyroll Award about a month or two ago. And so I have to watch it. I need to know, like, you know, who's winning what, so I can argue behind the screen. But one of the categories, One Piece was nominated.
And I said, that's really sure. You know what? If it was nominated, I forgot which one it was. I think it was nominated for Best Season or something like that. I said, let me watch it. And so I didn't realize how many seasons it was. And I looked at the seasons and
Right.
said, oh, there we go. All right. So this is where I'm going to numb my mind. So I'm like season one, episode, I don't know, like
Right.
20 or something like that. I'm
Okay.
fresh. But yeah, that's so I decided to watch it to figure out why it was nominated. 'Cause yeah, that's
No,
tough.
that's good on you. I just can't. It's just too much. It's too many episodes. And my son's been trying to put me on for a minute, and when I see the episode count, I'm like, you gotta count me out. Like that's.
But I'm used to the odors of multiple episodes. But it's
Right.
numbing. It is numbing and slightly entertaining. I probably would have enjoyed it more if I was younger. It's just not bad. But
Okay.
yeah.
No, I get
So
it. Yeah, sometimes you've got to shut your brain off. So, no,
yeah,
it's, hey, I respect it.
you just have to shut it. But this have to sh
Okay. All right. No, nothing wrong with that. So, Blurred's Leading Technology, BLT, Pierre's Tech Heads, Site 1, Nebraska, Site 2, Florida, about to pop up. You have the upcoming class, the Technical Edge Essential Skills for Cybersecurity Beginners. Again, that'll be February, May 17th at 10 a.m. And that's hosted by Computer Coach. I can't talk good enough about them. Like, that's a phenomenal company, phenomenal team here in Tampa in general, because they partner with a lot of other companies like Paragon and a few others. Like, they do amazing things. And then you have an upcoming conference. Like, you'll be leading one of a handful of conferences in your area, which will be the what was the title again? I know it's in aviation at the
Yeah.
end. What was the beginning of
It was, you cut it,
it?
it's gonna be Women in Technology in
There it
Aviation.
is. Right.
So
So
I
that's
haven't,
upcoming.
yeah, we're still blueprints. I haven't came up with a savvy title for it, but it is going to be for women in technology and aviation. So we are currently looking for speakers who don't mind coming and doing speaking and breakout
Gotcha.
sessions, especially people that's in aviation. We're gonna have a panel for those women. It's just talk like a journey, of course, like that. So this it this it, blueprint and trying to find. I have a meeting with a vendor Friday, a food vendor, and trying to get that. They want to start it in September. So yeah, it's neat. I'm just gotta get all the features and the breakout rooms together.
Okay. Yeah,
Yeah.
if you put something together for like an advertisement for speakers or whatever, I would love to share it in my network as well. Because
Okay.
not to say I have anybody in my network, but I'm always amazed to see those third parties that get a hold of it, right? Like a friend of a friend of a friend gets hold of something, and then it's like, oh, we made a connection. Like that always, like I love LinkedIn for that. So yeah, definitely send me whatever you have so I can push it out and hopefully aid in that regard. But no, you're doing a lot of amazing things. It's always cool to catch up. Hopefully we could do this sooner than a year, but your schedule is pretty packed. As soon as the initiative here in Tampa comes together, I definitely want to be there at the grand opening to support again anything you have for advertising. But it's just really cool to see the journey, and shout out to Jeffrey Lodick, right? Like, he makes connection. He was like, when I told him about the podcast, I was like, I'm thinking about doing a podcast. He's like, you're gonna interview people? I said, yeah, I'm probably gonna try that out. He was like, Chelsea Pierre. And then he put us in the in a he didn't even send me the information, right? He just put in a group. He
Right.
said, we just started talking. So I was like, so okay, got you. So yeah, so and that was 3.5 years ago, almost 4 years ago. So it's
So,
great to see the
yeah.
growth in the transition. So I'm definitely here to support, and I can't wait to see what the next initiative is. Yeah. So hit up all the websites that go by our names, either the other side of the firewall, the other side of the FW, or Ask SSP. Just like this podcast episode is going to be titled something to do with risk and like something. I'm figure it out, or AI will help me out one way or the other. But hit up all the websites that go by our name. Give me a personally. I'm at RyRy Security Guy. You can find me on LinkedIn, Clubhouse, Twitter, Threads, IG, TikTok for the very short period of time, because literally the news just came out today that they got 12 months to figure it out or get out. And then where can I find you, Chelsea?
So you can find me on LinkedIn, Chelsea Pierre. You can find both my companies, Blurred Leader Technology, on LinkedIn. Pierre Thickes is on LinkedIn. I hired a marketer. So Pierre Thickes is on TikTok, and it shows the ribbon cutting and a few other videos, promos. And but to reach me, send me a message on LinkedIn. I'm always on LinkedIn. You can send me a message on LinkedIn, and I will, you know, supply that. So I'm excited.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, and all the links will be in the description for this episode.
Yes.
And again, we'll probably, there'll be an article associated with it, so check those out. I put those on LinkedIn, and I've been kind of slow putting them on Medium, but all those should be mirrored over there as well. There should be some shorts and some clips and things of that nature, so definitely check out the YouTube channel. We're trying to grow. Yes. What you got?
I remember her nonprofit. It's Immersion Lady a Cat.
Okay.
If she heard this video, you know, I would have two black eyes. And all of her babies, national and international, would be like, hey, you know, she's the fashion name, but we don't want that. But it's Emerging Ladies Academy.
Okay, so what I will probably do, like the everybody behind the scenes, I'm probably going to take that and put it, like, as you're trying to figure it out, I'm just going to have it flash on the screen. So then, boom, got it. Again, thank you for your time. Definitely check out all of Chelsea's initiatives and her company. And then hit her up personally if you have questions or you're looking to support in some kind of way or make that connection, do some business. But it's great to have you on the show again. Definitely hit us up. Monday, Tuesday, our topics. Wednesday, discussion. Thursdays, Ask SSP, just like this episode. And then Fridays, everything else. So movies, books, games, whatever nonsense we did throughout the week. Check us out. And that pretty much wraps it up. So stay safe, stay secure.